Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Steve Fortunato from the marketing firm Shovel the Sidewalk. Welcome in. Thanks for coming back.
Well, thanks for having me, Randy.
So obviously, we did okay by you the last time.
You did, right? You did well. Yeah.
Now, you are based here in Buffalo, and you specialize in what?
Well, there's many things, but what we've been getting hit on lately is recruitment advertising. It's helping people in HR and building employer brands.
And how exactly do you go about doing either one, the branding or the advertising?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of times people will ask, what is a brand? And then they'll say, well, what is an employer brand? I mean, a brand is everything you do. So everything you do affects the perception of your brand. If you you treat customers well, yeah, it's going to reflect well on your brand. Logo, all that stuff. Same with an employer brand. Instead of it being the company brand, it's the employment brands, the HR brand. It's if your manager has a bad day and treats an employee poorly, that will affect the perception, and that is perception of your brand is really what you are. If you pay higher wages, that's going to reflect the perception of your brand. So the employer brand is everything around HR.
And as we came into the studio this morning to record this, talking about unemployment rates at 3.5%, and that seems like it would make things rather tight, I guess would be the expression for people trying to get hires.
It is. It's a real tight labor market, and I really feel for even when it's not a tight labor market, people in HR, recruiters, talent acquisition and retention managers, or directors, and all these people, they have a tough gig. But when it's a tight labor market, like it is now, which is the worst, or we'll say the tightest it's been in any of our lifetimes, that makes it even more difficult for these people.
And is it something they just have to accept as fact, or are HR people, professionals, able to kind of work around that in some way?
Well, the good news is, they can. They don't have to curl up in a ball and say there's nothing I can do. There's a lot of things they can do, and they have to. They're getting pressure. Example would be, the sales department saying, we don't have enough salespeople. It's HR's fault. That's why our revenues aren't there. This department saying, we don't have enough service people. It's the HR department's fault. And then the bosses say, all right, marketing, why don't you go help these HR people? And then the HR people are like, oh, but the marketing people, their main job is to help the company brand, not necessarily the marketing brand. It just seems like, the recruitment brand or the HR brand or the employer brand, it is left to the side. And so it makes it even more difficult for these people. But there are things that they can do. And number one is recognize that they do have an employer brand. Figure out what that brand is, what the culture is, what makes them so great, and a definable difference.
And most companies, especially the good ones, the ones that are good at this, kind of have to know that they will have to change in some way anyway. So you would think that some of the better ones would have been prepared for this?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. They are all. I mean, if you go to any seminars, read any blog posts, do the webinars, HR professionals, all these different types of agencies, they're all saying the same thing. You got to make sure that you can separate yourself from your competitors, other people that are trying to recruit the same people you are. And that is, tuition reimbursement. Some of the companies are actually paying off college debt, higher wages, flexible schedules, work from home, whatever it is. Have a gym on site. Have a cafeteria on site. Make it better for employees to want to stay here and other employees to want to come here. And so they're all doing that. I think a lot of them are, the good ones are, and you know, that will help them in recruitment and retention.
Speaking with Steve Fortunato, who is from the marketing firm Shovel the Sidewalk. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And part of my job description here, I do a Buffalo Business Report throughout the weekday portion of the schedule. And a lot of times, you see a lot about job fairs and seminars and things like that. Are those ways that these places can maybe help themselves, get themselves out there so people know that there are these positions available?
I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but in a tight job market, most people that you want are working. So job fairs aren't always the answer. But sometimes, it was just a month ago, there was one, and I had a client, and you know, they had to spend the X amount of dollars to be there. And it actually worked out well for them, which is surprising in a tight job market. You know, in the old days, you know, 20 years ago, you know, in recruiting, people would put their ads in the newspaper. Now they've moved on, and you have things like Indeed. And I'm not saying Indeed and those are bad, Glassdoor, but what these employers need to attract are passive job seekers, especially in a tight job market. So what they have to realize is, I need to go steal employees. I need to steal these candidates from somewhere else. They're working somewhere else because the job market is tight. So the best candidates may not be unemployed. They're employed. They're hardworking. They're doing really well at their current job. They're just unaware of an opportunity with our company. And the key is to make them aware.
And part of the low unemployment figure, I'm guessing, is that for the most part, workers are pretty happy when satisfied with where they are. But for those who may not be, employers have ways of retaining these employees, I'm guessing, or at least they should have something like that in their back pocket.
They do. I mean, retention is critical, right? So I talked to a lot of these companies and worked with a lot of them, and the complaints are all the same. You know, when you have top talent, sometimes we can't keep them. Okay, others are stealing them. So it goes back to what I was saying before, which is, what is the culture in there that will want to keep people in your top talent there? However, what a lot are not doing, and a lot of these seminars of talking about, you know, what we have to do to make it a better culture. Just because you have a better culture, which is important, whatever that culture is, just because you have it and you've worked on that employer brand and it's good, doesn't mean other people are going to know about it. They're busy doing what they have to do with their life and their career. So what is amazing is how so many companies don't seem to be putting an emphasis on advertising their employer brand. And those that do will attract that passive job seeker to make them more aware of the situation.
In the work that you do with Shovel the Sidewalk, what kind of strategies have you seen that are the most effective, especially here in the Buffalo area?
Here's what I recommend any company do, small company, large company. Even and sometimes a small company, that HR director is also the owner or the CEO or whatever, and they're focused on creating revenue for the company, but they have to separate. You have your brand, but you have to separate and have an employer brand, all right? And so you have to think HR. So the bigger companies have that opportunity. Here's what you do. You find your best top employees, your happiest employees, and you let them tell the authentic story of why they like to work at your company. So when we say advertising, a lot of people, I don't want to advertise. They want to connect. They want to hear, and the recruiter, you can tell me all you want how great it is to work there, a recruiter, or whoever it is, but I want to hear from the people that I would be working with. I want to hear what it's like working for this company. And so if you can have the top employees help tell their story and the story of why they like work, why they've been working there for 10 years, that is going to connect with potential candidates. the other thing it does, so it's a recruitment strategy to have them tell their story, and it's worked really well for us and our clients, but it's also a retention strategy, because the employee that works there, that top employee, says, wow, man, thanks. You think so highly of me, you want me to represent this company? You're putting on a line? That's cool. I appreciate that. I'm going to tell the world not only my story, but how great it is to work here, but how much you are empowering me and how much you trust me. And then there's what's called the Hollywood effect, which is whatever you're doing for advertising. In this situation, I would utilize the power and persuasion of sound. I would put it on radio, and people would hear Jane or Joe or their nephew or whoever it is, their son, their daughter. And that's that Hollywood effect, where they'll also appreciate that. It's all about connecting human beings. And it's like, it's pretty cool for Jane or Joe to hear themselves on the radio, to see themselves, whatever, on a Facebook ad or whatever, some kind of collateral from the company. Use real people. Use real stories. Let them tell authentic stories about why they choose to work here and what's so great about it. I don't want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from your employees.
And having said all that, can you give a specific example of someone you've worked with for whom that has been that effective?
Some of them we don't always tell about who we're working with, but one we've worked with is Geico. Geico Careers has been really good to us, and we worked with them not only locally but in other markets too, in Indianapolis and Kansas City and Boston. And the whole strategy was just that, is let the top associates tell their story. And that's what we did for quite a bit of time. We just did another thing for them in Buffalo relating to UB and their management development program over at Geico. And people connect with that. People want to connect with people, not companies. It's the people behind the company. People don't connect with brands. They connect with the people behind the brand. So they don't connect with employer brands. They connect with the people behind the employer brand, which are the associates, the types of whatever that job is. People want to connect with those people. Any company, usually their number one referral or the number one source for top candidates is referrals. This is the best way to get that referral. We're working right now with a volunteer fire company in South Carolina because volunteerism is down too. We're all busy. We have time poverty. We're pulled in a million different directions. And we're going to institute, we're in the beginning phase of creating their employer brand, but we're going to institute this exact same strategy. We're going to have their current volunteers tell their story of why they volunteer for this particular fire department to encourage others to join.
Interesting using the Geico example, because immediately you think of the lizard with the strange accent, but actually more than that, I do think of the stories, because what they've done locally as opposed to the national version with that little iconic lizard has really had more of an impact.
That's a great point, and that is the strategy, especially when it's a big brand like a Geico. We don't want it to be actors or actresses. We want it to be real people. So anybody in any of those advertisements, whether it was radio or whatever it was, billboards, anything we did on social media, those were people that worked there. Those were associates that work in that Geico office telling their story of why they work there. And there were a lot of people that, you know, that have worked at Geico for many years. It's a fantastic company. And you just needed to let those people, those associates, tell their stories as to why it is a fantastic company. They have so many different people from so many different areas and different diversity, the tons of diversity, and working in different businesses. And they found their home at Geico. I don't want to tell their story. Let them tell their story. And so that's what we did, and that's what we do. And that's what we recommend any company do. Let your employees tell their story.
So if there's a business out there that wants you to help them tell their story, how would they get a hold of Shovel the Sidewalk?
Well, we could check us out on our website. But you can always, you know what? You can call me on my cell phone if you want. It's a 716-465-5131, 465-5131. And we'll help you out any way we can.
Very good. A pleasure as always to have you in, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, Randy. I appreciate that.
Sure. Steve Fortunato with the marketing firm Shovel the Sidewalk. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930. WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.